The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7 The River. Call the Dog and Joe Show at
916-766-9370. I can play Dreamweaver for you.
Jeez.
On the phone with us, we've got Lori Lorenberg. She is a dream professional. She knows what's going on with your dreams. You call us up, 766-9370. You have the dream. You give her the dream. She'll tell you what's going on in your life or what the dream means. Make sure you check out the website, thedreamzone.com, or her book called Dream On It. Lori, I got to admit this. I just went to Google Images, and I wanted to see what you look like. You are a crimson beauty.
Oh, gosh.
I cannot believe how stunning, how gorgeous, and how amazing you look. And you're a lot younger than I thought you'd be.
Probably not younger than you think I am.
Well, I don't know how old you are, and I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to say however old you are, you look amazing. So,
well, thank you.
She has been on Dr. Oz. She's on the Today Show. She's done, how many books have you written? Just one book or multiple?
Three. The latest is Dream On It. Unlock your dreams, change your life.
Wow.
Awesome.
Right. Back on the radio with us. Let's go to Kristen. Good morning, Kristen. You're on with Lori. What's going on?
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
So I have this really weird dream. I've been married for almost 9 years. And in the dream, my husband doesn't have a face. And I cheat on him, but it's with
your husband, what? I'm talking.
And it's just weird. Like, I cheat on him, but it's usually with my husband. And I know it's my husband, but I feel guilty, and I wake up, and I feel terrible, even though it's my husband. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, cheating dreams are really common. In fact, they're the most common reported dream to me. But usually the cheating dream is where our spouse is the one cheating, not we are. So anyway,
Lori, if I could, I want to pause to make sure people understood that. So you say when we have cheating dreams, the person having the dream isn't cheating. The dream is about the other person in the relationship cheating.
Yeah, that's the most common cheating dream.
Okay.
Where you dream your spouse is cheating. Okay, so this woman is the one cheating in her dream, but she's cheating her husband. So that tells me there must be, or rather you feel there are two aspects to your husband. Does he seem to have two sides to him?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
And when he gets his, he's like a Jekyll, so when he's Mr. Hyde, the nasty part, do you find yourself wishing a lot that he was Jekyll?
Jekyll's absolutely. The good one. Like, he has a brain injury, and so we've been doing a lot of work, and he's changed since his car accident, and there's a lot going on where he's not the same person that he was when we first got together.
Okay, and so the guilt in the dream is very real, and it's connected to the guilt you have over wishing he were the man he used to be.
Oh, wow.
That's what we're saying. Oh, wow.
No doubt. As we're listening to this, we're like, what? Oh, my God.
But I'm not.
Here's
bad,
what you
right?
do. Here's what you do. You got to work on that guilt because, I mean, it's understandable, but, you know, you did promise till death do you part. So work with that challenge that you have. And as you get used to it and he gets a little better, the dreams will taper off.
Kristen, we appreciate it. We got to go through these as quick as we can because we don't have Lori all day. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, you're on with Lori Lorenberg. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
What's your dream?
What's your dream? So my mother passed away about 3 years ago, and I have these dreams where she's back, and we can't figure out where she's been. And she's upset with me because I've given away all her clothing.
Ooh, wow.
Did you in real life you give away her clothing?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a part of you that felt bad about that, like you were giving away a part of her?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why you keep getting the dream, because you haven't been able to let go of the guilt. Her being upset with you is you being upset with yourself over that.
Yeah. Yeah. The weird
the
thing is
to make the dream stop is just start telling yourself, you know, your mom probably would be delighted that her clothes are being put to good use.
And she would. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So keep
the weird thing is
that. And go ahead.
We had a friend who passed away about 18 years ago, and I have these same dreams about him that he was back and we couldn't figure out where he'd been. I didn't have the guilt, but it was the same thing as like, well, where have you been all this time then?
Was his death unexpected?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why you still get it. And the question you're asking in the dream is just kind of that deep philosophical, you know, why?
Yeah.
Why did this happen? For as long as you have that question, you know, the dream's going to keep happening. And, but pay attention to when it happens. The next time you get that dream about your friend, look at the day before and see if you can find what triggered it. Were you talking about him that day? Did, you know, he come up in your thoughts that day?
Do you often find that, Lori, do you often find that there's something that triggers the reoccurrence of the dream, meaning something comes up and then they go to bed that night and they have the dream again? Is there something in the day-to-day life that just pops up?
Yeah. Yeah, your dreams will always be connected to something from the previous day. Huh. Something you talked about, something that happened, something that was on your mind, something that affected you that day. You will dream about it at night. So
okay.
Something triggers it. And Lori, it brings back up, you know, why did this happen? And so she dreams about it.
We're going to do one more, and then we'll let you get back to your Friday. So let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on with Lori Loewenberg. Welcome, Jeff. What's your dream?
Good morning. In a lot of my dreams, I dream that I can fly. So if I, like, get in a car wreck or something and it's like, oh, no, I'm in trouble, it's like, oh, wait, I can fly. I flap my arms and I fly away. Or even in good dreams, it's like, let's go, and I can fly.
Flying dreams are the best because they feel so real, you know? And then you wake up and you're really upset. But I love that you're getting these a lot. There's a few reasons we get flying dreams. I find it interesting you fly out of a bad situation in your dreams, which is a good indication that in real life you have this personality trait where you can easily rise above things that bring you down. You don't let things weigh you down. You know, you rise above it, you move on.
Sure.
And when you get these dreams where you're just flying for the sake of it, you must have a very positive attitude, and you're always picking up.
Is that true, Jeff?
Yes.
Wow.
Huh.
That's awesome.
So you would want, Lori, to have flying dreams. People should have those. Those are good dreams.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they tend to come
very
to people
cool.
who are driven and have goals. A lot of celebrities get flying dreams.
Jeff, do you have goals?
So keep it up. Good job.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you have goals, Jeff, and dreams? Are you a pretty motivated guy?
Kind of a driven fella.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Appreciate it. Lori, I hate to put you on the spot here on the radio, but I will. Will you come back again?
Well, sure.
Yeah, I mean, we would love to have you on as often as you'll be on with us.
That was fun.
Again, the new book, Dream On It. What is the full title again, Lori?
Dream On It. Unlock your dreams. Change your life.
And the website, go there today, thedreamzone.com. Lori Loewenberg, I can tell you this with a great deal of honesty and certainty. Tonight, I'm going to dream of you. That was amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Lori, report to me tomorrow. Let me hear about it.
Oh, yeah, God. Next time we talk, I'll share the dreams I had of you tonight. Lori, thank you so much.
Yeah,
have a fantastic Friday.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Sweet dreams.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
There's GNR on the river.